Now, a lot of us have been hearing about Brexit. It seems like it's going to break the internet, break the news cycle, this talk of Britain leaving the European Union. But what would be the implications if the UK did leave the EU? Well, the referendum, the Brexit referendum, is going to be held on the 23rd of June and will decide the fate of the UK. It's been the cause of heated debate for months and months and months and months, and both sides have been campaigning heavily about it and throwing up claims, you know, it's going to destroy the economy, it's going to boost the economy. I don't know what the truth is. But what would the implications be for Australia if the UK were to leave the EU? Here to talk with us this morning is Dr. Ben Wellings. He's a lecturer in politics and international relationships at Monash University. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Before we get into the implications for Australia, let's just back it up. For our listeners who might not know, what is Brexit?
Brexit is a contraction of the British exit. And what we're talking about here is the United Kingdom leaving the European Union. Okay, so the United Kingdom's been a member of the EU since 1973. The significance of this is it's one of the big three economies in the EU. It's had a Eurosceptic, that is an anti-European politics for some time. It all came to a head in the last few years, and a referendum was promised last year at the general election, and this is where we are now. So it's basically a vote about whether Britain stays in the EU or leaves.
So where is this coming from? Where is this kind of anti-European sentiment coming from?
Okay, well, two things. One, it's a problem within the Conservative Party, but also, if you like, a new party that has grown up on the right of the Conservative Party called the UK Independence Party. But it's also kind of like a longer, deeper, sentiment in the United Kingdom and in England specifically that has never been quite comfortable with being a member of the European Union. It sees, you know, England and Britain are places that are more connected with other parts of the world than with Europe alone. And so it's this kind of combination of this short-term problem within the Conservative Party and on the right of politics, combined with older and longer established ways of seeing England as distinct from Europe.
Mm. What would be the consequences for the UK if they would leave the Eurozone?
Well, there would be an immediate short-term shock and, you know, the kind of uncertainty that the international system just doesn't like. The campaign for leave, the so-called Remainers, that's Britain remaining, the Remainers would say that it would be a disaster for the economy. The exit campaign say that Britain would get control of its borders again, it would be able to reassert its sovereignty, it would be independent of the European Union. But I think that the consensus is that most immediately there would be an economic shock, not to mention questions over the future of various people from the European Union and various businesses in the European Union, their future in the United Kingdom. So expect to see some major dislocation if Britain votes to get out on Thursday.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, look, I think in the last 2 weeks, the momentum has been with the exit campaign. We've got to be very careful with the polls. The polls tend to be done by phone or internet, and each of those introduces a particular bias in terms of who they reach.
Mm.
So I think that by and large, the Remain campaign have been out in front with the exception of the last 2 weeks in those polls. But we also need to look at other things. You know, what are the money markets doing? What are the bookies saying? If we start to take a picture of all of these things, I think that there might be a narrow vote to remain in. But certainly, if we look at the way that the campaigning is going, the Remain campaign have lost ground and they are rattled, really. And the prospect of Britain exiting is certainly a real one.
What kind of implications are there in the UK for, say, the Conservative Party, the ruling party? Because even within that party, I mean, you've got Boris Johnson on one side, the former mayor, London mayor, and then you've got David Cameron, the leader. They're on separate sides of this argument. You know, one saying we should leave, one saying we should remain. What implications are there for the Tories and the party generally?
Yeah, well, the party is split right down the middle. I mean, almost 50-50 between Exiteers and Remainers. So I think that whatever happens, even if the vote to remain is in, that there is a significant level of damage that's been done to the Conservative Party. Whether it can recover from this, I mean, this was supposed to be a cathartic exercise that was supposed to end these divisions, and it's done is made them much worse and push that division within the party out into the country, into the nation, and the atmosphere has been pretty dire. So I think there's big questions about what's going to be the future of the Conservative Party, whatever the result is on Thursday.
Is it going to be the end of David Cameron, regardless of which way the vote goes?
Well, maybe. I mean, if it's a vote to leave, then I think yes, certainly. If it's a vote to remain, then I think that there might be a challenge mounted to his leadership. I think that the emphasis for the Conservative Party after the vote is just not splitting. I mean, in a way, UKIP, the UK Independence Party, has been taking votes and even the occasional MP from the Conservatives for a few years now. So I'm wondering if there's a further fracturing of the vote on the right there, you know, within the Conservative Party too. So the story's not going to end when the result is known Friday afternoon our time.
If you've just joined us, I'm here with Dr. Ben Wellings from Monash University talking about Brexit, all things Brexit. And we're talking, you know, things have been getting incredibly heated over that. I mean, shocking news last week that a Labour MP, Jo Cox, shot and stabbed. She died in an attack over what they are saying was pro-British sentiments. Can you take us through what happened there?
Well, okay. So on Fridays, most MPs have what they call a surgery. So you know, the Monday to Thursday is the MPs are in Westminster. Friday they go back to their constituency, and that's when just you can rock up and talk to your MP. This is what Jo Cox was on her way to in a local library in a village in her constituency when she was attacked by someone called Thomas Mayer. And the eyewitnesses' reports say that he shouted "Britain first" as he was lethally attacking her. He, of course, repeated this in the magistrates' court afterwards. He, when asked to state his name, he said, "Death to traitors, put Britain first." And there is a far-right group called Britain First that has been active in that area. So, you know, and this has been a horrible event. Where that fits into the campaign is the allegation that with the emphasis on immigration that has been driving one part of the Leave campaign in the last 2 weeks has created this atmosphere where, first of all, where the arguments are really, really intense. You know, imagine all our arguments about asylum seekers, you know, magnified times 10. And what kind of atmosphere does this play out in the head of someone who we know has a history of mental illness and connections with far-right groups? And, you know, so there's no direct causality, but it's about the atmosphere of the campaign and the tone of the campaign. And campaigning has started again after a pause out of respect for Jo Cox.
Do you think, Ben, in some way, I mean, it's obviously a tragic incident, but do you think in some way this is brought together, that kind of Remain vote, and it's kind of crystallised this in people's mind?
It might do. It's a bit early to say. I mean, again, some polls this morning reporting a shift back to Remain. I do. My intuition suggests that, you know, people will think, well, you know, maybe things have gone too far. And certainly, if we look at another part of the Leave campaign, are distancing themselves from the anti-immigration message of UKIP, the UK Independence Party. So it might have that effect. I suspect we're not going to really know until the analysis
until Poland,
is done after the result. Yeah.
Just finally, Ben, it has been great speaking with you. But I mean, let's say it does go ahead. Britain leaves the Euro. The EU. What impact is that going to have here in Australia?
Okay, well, three things, I think. First of all, there's a free trade agreement being negotiated. We're in the very early stages of that at the moment between Australia and the EU. If Britain leaves the EU, that's much less attractive for Australia. About half of, you know, roughly speaking, half of a lot of trade in services, for example, goes through Britain to the EU. I think that generally a split in the Western camp at this stage is not in Australia's interests. And thirdly, you know, if Britain leaves, it would have been pushed out by a very xenophobic anti-immigration debate. And, you know, what kind of implications will that have for debate about multiculturalism and immigration here in Australia? The Leave campaign want an Australian-style immigration system. I suspect they also want Operation Sovereign Borders. And Australia is being seen as a model, and we might, our model might have played a part in getting Britain out.
Mm.
Will that be good for Australia? So I think they're those three things.
Yeah. And I suppose my EU passport's not going to be very useful anymore, is it?
very true. No, you know, it'll take, you've got a few years to get in there, but yeah, it won't be much help to you in that regard.
Well, Ben, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. See you soon.
All the best.